Oh, good. Brandy Meads, M-E-A-D-S, 10-7, 57. This is a 37-year-old woman. Comes in today with sore throat, cough, congestion. She has chronic right leg pain, but the pain is worse, arm pain, body aches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, feeling terrible. Low-grade temperature now, but had a higher fever at home 2 days ago, period. In the paragraph, patient doesn't work. She's married, has 4 children. She likes to sell things on eBay and likes to go thrift shopping, period. She developed above-mentioned symptoms in the past few days and decided finally to come in and get help, period. New paragraph, today she's COVID positive, negative flu, negative strep. Is being treated now. Her medical problems is consistent with anxiety, ADHD, medication, clonazepam, 0.5 milligram, and Adderall, 20 milligram, COVID immunization, never had one, childhood immunization up to date, family history, cancer, ovarian cancer, she has a hysterectomy, dad, in mom, doesn't know much about her dad. Mammogram is up to date, she tells me, surgery, she's had a hysterectomy last period, 2018, allergy, none. She vapes, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, her weight's 112 pounds, no significant change, 98.7, 99, 20, 72, 103 over 60, heart positive, home positive, still lung declare, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows, no STMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflamed, what's called non-focal. Patient does have right leg pain with slight leg raising test on the right side. Also put surgery, hysterectomy and back surgery. Assessment number one, positive COVID. Number two, she doesn't like to take any steroids. We offered her a Decadron shot. She declined. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number is Motrin, Tylenol. Next number is Adpax, Slovit. Next number is right leg pain. Next number, she had a discectomy done. She was told she might need a fusion of her lumbar spine, but she wants to hold off. Next number, I told her if she loses bowel and bladder control, she must go to the ER right away. She has a lot of numbness and some pain, but she doesn't like to take any medications. Family history of ovarian cancer, patient status post-hysterectomy. Next one is must quit vaping. She's done a good job, quit smoking. Next number, if she develops chest pain, shortness of breath, signs of pneumonia, or ischemic heart syndrome, will call me and we'll go to the emergency room right away. Next number is fatty liver, appears slightly fatty. Next number, status post-hysterectomy on the abdominal ultrasound. Next one is lymphadenopathy noted in both. Both sides. Next number, recheck in the next 2 weeks. Next number, told her about the Paxlovid and what to expect. Next number, she does not like to take steroids, but take Tylenol and Motrin for symptoms. But if things get worse, she will come in for a Decadron injection. Then she tells me, next number, I explained to her that she might be a candidate for a treatment with Lyrica or Gabapentin and or Celebrex. She says she did not like the gabapentin, and she would need to find another physician to see her, to take care of this pain that she's living with all the time, because chronic pain can lead to all kinds of issues and problems. I explained to her. Thank you.